بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected Alis and brothers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed us with another Mubarak and blessed day in the month of Ramadan. We make dua that Allah accept all our ibadah and let it be a means of us gaining our entry into Jannah and the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bi, that fasting is for me and I will be its reward. What could be more beautiful than having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at our side on the treacherous day of Qiyamah? May Allah protect us all and may Allah grant us this great and beautiful ni'mat, inshallah. Ameen. So tonight, inshallah, my respected Allahs and mothers, we move into the 8 juz of the Holy Quran. And it is here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about those who were given the Torah, the Zabur and the Injil. They knew of the coming of the Quran. All these books mentioned of the ultimate kitab, which is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, and the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he did come down, they would go around looking for loopholes, trying to find ways by which they could dent deen and try to puncture the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's time, we are living in a new age of ignorance, where we find that people today who also try to find loopholes in our deen. They take the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they try to use it to pacify other people. They become such that they feel that no, this Quran is such that we need to take out certain ayats, for example, the ayats of jihad, the ayats of qisas, punishment, etc. They say, no, this is not for today's time, it's too violent, so we rather take it out. My respected elders and brothers, we need to understand the kalam of Allah is the Quran. It is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will continue being the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala till the day of Qiyamah. And the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting his kalam is that Allah has enabled and allowed the huffaz of the ulama of the ummah, and the ulama of the ummah to be such that they have captured the Quran. So it is something that each and every one of us must endeavor, that if we cannot become hafiz of Quran, let us try and by heart portions of the Quran. And if we have the ability, then let us make our children inshallah Hufaz of the Quran. May Allah make it easy and make it possible, inshallah. Ameen. And that person who tries to, you know, take out ayats and tries to change it, he's not going to go far. The furthest he'll go is down a path of destruction. And then after that, it's finished for him. May Allah protect us all. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about eating. And he says, eat only that meat in which the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taken. You know, a friend of mine, being an alim, he also mentioned this incident to me. He said on one occasion he went to check up a certain plant. Now, I'm not going to give the details, but he mentioned and he said that when he got over there, he found that there were non-Muslim slaughtering animals. So he told him, but you guys are not supposed to be slaughtering. They said, no, we're on the night shift, so we can slaughter. He said, no, but you're not Muslim. He says, no, but it's fine. So he questioned the person and he said, okay, tell me, what do you read when you slaughter? Now, you might find it amusing, but understand how dangerous it is. So that guy said, no, it's easy. All we do is with every animal when we're slaughtering, we say, Assalamu alaikum, and we slaughter. Allahu Akbar. Now, look at how dangerous this is. That is why it's so important for us to understand and make sure that we eat meat which is halal and pure and tayyib. May Allah protect us and may Allah save us, inshallah. Ameen. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fact that in every town there are always those people who will plot and plan against the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In our time, we will always come across such people who will try to hinder our spirituality. Sometimes we want to go to the house of Allah, we want to read our salah, but there will be people that will tell you, no, don't read now, let's read later. And later becomes later and later becomes never, and that's it, it's gone. So we need to understand that we must never let anyone stop us in our spirituality. You know, one of the key points of the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu was that they were a closely knit family and they fed off each other's spirituality. When one was trying to get closer to Allah, the other tried to get even more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why they became so illustrious and so noble. They looked for an opportunity and they stuck together. We ourselves must sit in the company of the pious. We must befriend those people who will help us get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This, but in Islam, is the definition of a good friend. A person that will help you to get closer to Allah, not a person that will take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the scales of justice and how it will be filled with good. If a person does good deeds, it will be filled. In one narration, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can I have a look at the scale? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented him a picture of the scale, and when he saw it was so huge, kifata al-mizan ka atbaqi dunya kulliha. One side of the pan was so huge that it could fill the entire world and all the universes together. So Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam got worried and he turned to Allah and he says, oh Allah, how will a human ever have the ability to fill it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Dawood, idha raditu bil abd, when I become happy with my slave, mala'tu bit tamar, then even a date he gives in my name is enough to fill that entire pan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to do righteous deeds in this month, and may Allah accept from each and every one of us all the actions that we do solely and only for the pleasure of Allah. Jazakallah.